When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
So let's move on to another story that's more controversial still. And it's the story of Fair Oaks Farms. And you've heard, if you have not seen the video, about the video of these cows that are being mistreated at a dairy operation that is purportedly so friendly to the animals, they give tours of the operation. It's called agritourism. And then they sell the milk from these cows to a dairy operation, and they put it in Jewel food stores and fresh markets, and it's a little more expensive milk, but you know it's coming from happier cows that have been treated better and you're willing to pay for it. In fact, there's a guy in California who said, wait a minute, these people sign the carton and say these are happier cows, and therefore I pay a premium for that. Now I find out the cows have been mistreated. Well, that's fraud. And so now there's a class action lawsuit coming against the dairy because they say they were misrepresenting what people were paying extra money for. Good luck getting a settlement out of that, but that sort of thing does happen. And it happens when somebody goes undercover. There's this organization, ARM, Animal Rescue Mission. There's another organization called Free From Harm that will host these videos. If you go to freefromharm.org, you'll see a site that has videos and stories and investigations about the mistreatment of cows and chickens and even fish. Robert Grillo is the founder of that organization. Robert, you're on WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Good. How did you come into contact with, or what do you have to do with this story?
Well, you know, Free From Harm is really kind of on the pulse of whatever kind of investigations of this nature break in the media. We follow very closely how the media covers these stories. We try to get our voice in the media and in the public through our social media channels and traditional media so that the public gets the view, the non-industry view. In other words, the view that's not the fox minding the hen house.
What's the objective? What's your end game? What do you all want to accomplish?
Oh, we want to see, we see a future in which we do not rely on this industry, on these animal exploitation industries for food, for clothing, for fashion, for housewares, for all of these different purposes, because the future is a sustainable future, a livable planet is one in which we do not rely on fossil fuels and we do not rely on animal agriculture. It's one in which we rely on renewable energy sources and more sustainable, healthy, and humane plant-based food sources.
So do you want us to all go vegan then?
I think that the compelling evidence just on climate change alone should be enough of a reason for people to seriously consider their own personal choices. But we have to go way beyond just our own personal choices, in my opinion. If you look at the evidence from climate science, we have a very little time left to address the problems with a climate crisis. And one of the things that we can do that could have the greatest impact is changing our diets and changing the institutions that promote animal products instead of healthy plant-based products. If you look at our subsidy, farm subsidy system, you will find that a huge disproportionate amount of our tax dollars go to pay large corporate farms like Fair Oaks Farms, giving subsidies to dirty, polluting, cruel industries like them. And only a small fraction to vegetable farmers and nut farmers and things of that nature. So healthy food is not getting the money it needs.
Right.
And it's very expensive because of it.
PETA is an organization we're more familiar with, and that's, you know, for the ethical treatment of animals. They use tactics that a lot of us don't agree with. But when I see them doing their work, it seems to me it's more for small animals and pets and things like that. Is your motivating concern, though, what you said, notwithstanding, sort of for the humane treatment of these animals, or it's bigger picture? You're worried about the
planet. It's the bigger picture. For us, the focus on humane treatment is really just a red herring.
Okay, well, pardon me if I may then. So, right, so if these animals had been treated well, you would still have issue with the fact that we're eating cows and drinking milk and have this...
Well, wait, what do you mean by well? Because if you're raising millions or billions in cases of chickens, which represent 98% of all the animals raised for food, when you're raising animals at the scale that we are raising them today, no one can kid themselves to say that those animals are being treated well. They are being treated like cheap commodities because they are cheap commodities.
I understand.
They're basically worth cents and dollars.
And so I guess your challenge must be then to how do you persuade people that, in fact, they aren't just that? You know, we're the top of the food chain. We have the large brains. We win. And if a life of a chicken that I'm going to eat is not a great life for the chicken, I'm okay with that, say, pretty much everybody that goes to the grocery store every day. How do you persuade people to care for those little animals?
Well, first of all, we have to recognize the fact that we have been indoctrinated into a culture in which eating animals is perfectly normal. And the industry goes to great lengths to reinforce those cultural messages that we're at the top of the food chain, that, you know, we get to do whatever we want, that everything else is beneath us. It's a dominion kind of worldview. In which we dominate, we have a very arrogant position in the world.
I think you're fighting. Look what that's doing to us.
Look what that's doing to our planet. Look at the crisis that we're facing, the environmental and climate crisis that we're facing because of our arrogant view.
Robert, we can't get people to do whatever we want. We can't get people to give up their SUVs in the name of clean planet. You want them to stop eating hamburger. Just imagine the sort of, you know, intellectual leap that's going to require, the emotional leap that's going to require.
I think it's already happening. I'm not arguing that point.
The Beyond Meat,
when it was introduced a couple of months ago, its stock value has surged 600%. The demand is there.
Yeah.
And it's growing all the time.
Fair enough. Maybe that will save us all. I hope it does. But in the meantime,
I hope so too.
Back to Fair Oaks Farms for a minute, which is why
sure.
I called. So how do videos like that get made?
Well, we've never conducted a major investigation like ARM. I mean, that's Animal Recovery Mission's, you know, objective is to do these very complex orchestrated investigations, and we're very grateful for the work the brave work that they do, because that's the only way we can actually get to the real normal day-to-day activities at these farms. We cannot rely, like I said earlier, on the fox minding the hen house to get the perfectly framed, carefully framed picture of what these farms and slaughterhouses are like.
But what they have is people go undercover. They literally get hired by these operations, although they're agents for an organization like yours or ARM, the Animal Rescue Mission. And then while these people have the jobs, they then film the conditions that are in there. And then, I must say, selectively release the videos showing the worst of the care that the animals receive.
I often speak about the best case scenario, but why should a whistleblower be faulted or criticized for doing the hard and brave work of exposing an injustice? If this was a human rights issue, we would be lauding whistleblowers for doing that hard work.
Right,
why are we criticizing them in the case of other species?
Because they're other species. And I don't know that we're criticizing them, but I'll tell you what I've heard from today is people who do have dairy operations, and nothing like that happens there. And so they don't like being painted with the same brush.
You're taking their word for it. You know, that's the fox minding the hen house.
No, I don't know what it is.
Millions of dollars at stake. Why should they tell you the truth? Why should you believe them? Because you want to consume their products.
That's one of the reasons. But B, it's quite possible to me listen, I'm arguing with you, but I'm not necessarily against you. I'm just trying to figure this out, okay? And I also believe that there are plenty of people out there in those industries who have a conscience. And yeah, they want to make money, but they want to treat those animals in as humane a way as possible. And I would not be aghast at the dairy or meat production operations of some of the farmers who are listening to us right now.
Can I give you an example of a farm that I visited impromptu in California? I pulled over the side of a road, and I saw that the owner was there, and I spoke to him at length. He showed me all over the farm. He has about 60 head of cows. He produces milk for Trader Joe's. It's grass-fed, organic, pasture-based. All the feel-good buzzwords are in the marketing of his product. And you know what? The animals there are miserable. Instead of the cows being out on pasture, they are in a holding area because that's the only way that they can get them to and from the milking parlor. The calves are separated from their mothers at birth. They're in these tiny little plastic hutches for months, the first many months of their lives. Some of them are terrified. Others are like their spirit looks like it's totally broken. You approach their little pen, and they just look so lonely and terrified because they need their mothers when they're born. We take them away from their mothers so we can take the mother's milk. The industry is based on separating families, forcible impregnation, killing off male calves, and then killing off hauling the mother cows to slaughter after a few cycles of lactation because their bodies collapse. I mean, this is an industry that is based on violence and killing. And if you want to have an honest conversation about an industry that is based on that, that's fine. But if you're just going to look for the humane silver lining, then we're not going to get anywhere.
Well, I think you're
missing.
What I'm saying? Well, I don't think you know what I'm saying. I think that at some point people say I've made that deal with myself and with the industry. I want milk. I want chicken.
When faced with all of these choices, with all of these different plant-based milks,
you think it's inconceivable
cheeses,
that people
choose something that was not causing this kind? You could easily choose.
Let me read you my text. I'll read you
soy
my text.
Milk. Almond milk. Hemp milk.
John,
coconut milk.
This is from 630.
How about
John,
any of those?
I don't know. John, this person says from 630. I'm going to enjoy my steak tonight on the grill. Plant-based substances are the garnish. John, you really... So I'm just telling you what you're up against. It's not me. I'm just telling you that's the mindset that you're battling out there.
Well, right? See, everybody, whenever you hear that trope that nothing's going to change or it's going to be really difficult, everybody said that throughout history. Whenever there was a major like movement to for justice or for some cause, there's always these naysayers that say, oh, that's never going to happen. Oh, that's right. Going to be monumentally difficult. Well, then it happens. It eventually happens. So why fight it? Why not just be on the side of history that is the just, compassionate side? To me, that makes sense.
Think about how difficult that task is, though. You're saying...
I realize it's difficult. No one said, we're under no illusion that it would be easy.
You're talking about...
But we're working at it.
Yeah. I have to take a break. Producer Elif just whispered into my ear. Actually, she yelled it into my ear. So here's the number, 312-981-7200. The video is disturbing, and you probably haven't watched it. And if you started to watch it, you might stop because you just don't want to see what they saw. They've posted it on that ARM site and on our guest site as well. Robert Grillo is the founder and director of Free From Harm. We've invited the people from... Fair Oaks Farms to come on and tell us their side of the story. They say they're aghast at what's happened. They didn't know this was happening, and they say that they've instituted measures to make sure that doesn't happen again. 312-981-7200 is WGN. Let's talk for a few more minutes with Robert Grillo, founder and director of Free From Harm. You've seen the video about the treatment of some of the cows and calves or whatever at that Fair Oaks Farms in Indiana. And we're talking a little bit about that business. Lots of texts and phone calls. John, you really need to do in-depth research into PETA. You may not like what you find. Oh, I don't think I would. I don't think I said anything contrary to that. John, what is his stance on hunters legally harvesting white-tailed deer? And 815, come on, John, this guy's picking many facts to fit his goal. Somebody else texted, he doesn't care about the animals. All he cares about is his save the planet BS. Somebody else said he needs to get off his moral high ground. Of course we should treat animals better, but the bottom line is you're going to cut the chicken's head off, fry it up, and eat it. And I wanted to read this text. It's from somebody who said, as someone in the agricultural community and someone who raises livestock, I must say the treatment of these calves is atrocious. However, ARM does have a narrative to push and over-exaggerates and misunderstands many things about animal agriculture. Let me just let you respond to some of those texts in any way you want to, Robert. You're back on the air. What did you want to say?
Notice how all of those comments have a couple of things in common. One is about shooting the messenger rather than actually addressing honestly and constructively the message that people like me have.
Yeah.
Another is the use of gaslighting, which, you know, we know very well. Infamously, our president uses gaslighting. So, you know, the gaslighting of people that care about a cause like the climate change or the environment or other species, or even human rights in our case, because we care about all animals, and we see humans as an animal as well, right? So the gaslighting of people who care is atrocious in some of those comments, but you know what? They're all too common. We've been getting them for years, and our website covers all of these.
That's
very
why my advice. That's why I think this conversation sounds more contentious than I intended it to, because I think while you may not like that, that's how it's received, and that's
cognitive dissonance. Cognitive dissonance.
I know what cognitive dissonance is.
The way we respond to something that is an inconvenient truth, and it's to be expected. But we will get through this. We will get beyond this cognitive dissonance at some point.
630 text. Hey John, almond milk is worse for the environment than dairy because so much water is needed.
No, that's not true.
I'm just
that's
reading
just
the text
true.
Here. It says so much water is
needed. Yeah, it doesn't use as much water. A burger uses 600 pounds of water. Hamburger and a one almond. Is nothing close to that.
Well, you can't get a whole burger out of an almond unless it's just the tiniest little burger. I'm out of time. But
the environmental impact of animal agriculture is enormous, and if you want some better facts on that, I'd be happy to supply you with peer-reviewed sources.
I hope
go to the United Nations.
I hope the McCloskeys come on from Fair Oaks Farm and visit with us. I would love to just, you know, hear their side of the story and challenge them with some of the things you've said. I appreciate the work you're doing. The website is
freefromharm.org.
Robert, thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a Chicago-based organization.